Welcome. It's Thursday night and time for the Psychic Viewpoint on PsychicAccessTalkRadio.com with your hosts, Maureen Halloran, Steve Frampton, Sharon Bradley, and Patty Zakas. During the second half of the show, call in to connect for a free psychic reading. Join us during this transpersonal collective experience. Sponsored by PsychicAccess.com, where all the psychics have been interviewed, verified, and accuracy tested, assuring you the highest quality of quality service. And now, on with this week's show.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Maureen Halloran, and you are listening to The Psychic Viewpoint, sponsored by PsychicAccess.com. This evening, our guest Dale Spencer Weeks, also known as Numerology by Dale, joins us and will explore psychic numerology. Before we get started, please join me in welcoming my co-host. Hi, Patty. How are you doing tonight?
Hi, Maureen. I'm doing great. Thank you. Nice to be here.
We just love having you here, and as you know, would you please tell us, enlighten us with what kind of work you do?
Okay. Well, I'm a psychic medium and a channeler, and I work for Psychic Access with the rest of you guys, which I love, by the way. And I have my own metaphysical company in Chilliwack, British Columbia. We do paranormal investigations. So, and I've got a show on Penn TV. Called The Fringe Element. So I've got my fingers in a little bit of everything.
Yes, you do. Your fingers and your legs and your...
That's right. And,
thanks, Patty. You're sweet. And a warm welcome to... Steve, I'm going to say hi. How are you doing this evening?
I'm very well. Thank you, Maureen. How are you?
I'm doing okay. And would you tell us about your expertise of work?
My expertise of work. Okay, yes. Well, I'm a psychic medium as well. I have been all of my life, so I see and hear spirit. And I give readings on psychicaccess.com as well, which is a lot of fun and a joy to do. I also do some consulting work for businesses, mainly larger corporations. And my background's mainly multinational businesses, from finance to change management, outsourcing, all kinds of things. So I very much enjoy business and like working with clients on their careers and helping them to discover themselves, understand who they are, their personality types, even their psychological makeup, and focus on what they want to create in life. So I have quite a number of tools in my toolkit, but the most precious is that connection with the spirit world and ability to channel whatever spirit want to share with the client.
And I know that you're very good at that, and you're like a corporate psychic too. all that corporation background really paid. No, Steve, I find you're very in tune with the other side, and I find that very interesting. And a warm welcome to our guest, our guest co-host that we all know and love, that joins us from time to time. Reza Miranda, how are you tonight?
Well, hello. I'm very well and very honored to be with you guys tonight. Thank you.
Lynn, would you please tell us about what your expertise is?
Why, yes, I'd love to. I am also a psychic on PsychicAccess.com. My specialties are clairvoyancy, clairsentience, I made a word, and I use the tarot as well. I love to talk to people about your relationships of all kinds and how to really help you become more psychic and more intuitive and thereby more in control of your own life.
And I find that to be a universal, pretty good thing to be sharing and helping people do so.
Yeah. Yeah.
We all need to step it up.
Agreed. Well said.
Okay. Well, my name is Maureen Halloran, and I do dishes. No, I am also on PsychicAccess.com with the rest of my beautiful, wonderful, good-looking co-host. And I am a tarologist, I call myself, but I'm well-versed in tarot, and I help people help themselves really in a direction, and I feel that every negative can be a positive. I also have a show on Penn Network. It's a web internet TV, along with same place with Patty. We are kind of like co-fellow host over there. And I love my work very much so. And I do really enjoy working with Doug. I wanted to add that, not just to be, you know, but so a psychic numerologist. Tonight I am really delighted and honored to interview our special guest, Dale Spencer Weeks. He is a psychic numerologist. At the age of 16, his brother came gave him a book that ultimately changed the course of his life. So though he studied for a ministry and became a working actor and a successful businessman, he never stopped giving readings. So over 30 years of study and practice in numerology has helped him develop into a true clairvoyant, which allows him to provide a unique full life reading. He understands that number vibrations are eternal and spiritual in nature. They allow him to see with clarity and the totality of one's life. This includes past, present, and future issues involving health, career, guides, and so much more. Dale has combined his psychic abilities with numerology to create a special, accurate, insightful 2-hour live voice recording. My voice to your ears, quote. With a 1-2-hour psychic follow-up via phone or in person. For more information about Dale Spencer Weeks, please visit his website at http://numerologybydale.com and http://freevibeoftheday.com, which I'll get into that later. So be sure to stay tuned for the second half of our show to get your free on-air reading with our gifted psychics here. We will announce the call-in number later in the show, so please be sure to have your pen or your pencil and paper ready, or whatever you want to write on. If you were unable to catch our last week's show on Pay It Forward, you will find a recording archive link as well as archives of all previous shows on PsychicAccessTalkRadio.com under the Archives tab. Excuse me. Please feel free to circulate the archives link and future show details to your friends and families, neighbors, and their pets. It is our objective to connect with as many individuals and animals as possible, so please be sure to share that link. I didn't want to leave the animals out.
No.
Okay, not at all. Hi, Dale. Are you there? Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hi, I love your hello, hello, hello.
You can
Dale,
hear me.
It is such an honor to have you join us.
Oh, no, really, truly, 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 the honor really is mine. I'm excited, and this is a new road for me. I just started back discovering a path in my path just about 4 months ago. And that was a great introduction, by the way. I don't know how to follow that up about myself.
No, but you own it, Dale. You own it.
Well, it's been a wonderful journey so far. I want to say hello to everyone else out there. I mean, your host.
My co-host, yes.
Yes, your co-host. Is it Russ Miranda?
Yes, Dale, hello.
Hello,
it's
how are you?
It's an honor to meet you.
Yeah, no, it's truly a pleasure and an honor of mine. And Patty?
Yes, hi, Dale. Hey, it is a thrill to meet you.
And Stephen.
Good evening, Dale. Looking forward to your show. I'm fascinated by numerology.
Well, I actually had the pleasure, sometime in July, I was sitting here at my desk. I started doing numerology charts again, as I said, sometime right after January. I was at a crossroads in my life, a couple of months of not doing anything, trying to figure out what I wanted to do. Chance meeting, I bumped into an old friend. She knew I used to do numerology readings years ago. I said, sure, let's do it. So I gave her a numerology reading, and I placed it. I used to do it on CD discs, but I placed it on audio enables me just to go off, so to speak, and my mind just goes, and I see all types of things. I'm unencumbered. I don't end up stopping or anything. I send her the reading. She loved it. Then she passed the word to another friend, and it went on from there. And in July, I was sitting here because I was still trying to expand, honestly reach out to more people, let people know who I am. And my spirit told me to offer free readings. So I offered free readings for the month of July. And lo and behold, just a couple weeks ago, I got this wonderful email from Maureen. And Maureen said that she enjoyed her reading. And the rest is sort of history. So this is a new beginning for me. But numbers have been truly an interest of mine, because when you really, really, really look at numbers, you know, people ask me, what is numerology? And when you always hear that, that's probably stock answer, science of numbers. And, you know, what does that mean to the regular person, to you and I? And I understand numbers as vibrations. I just say vibrations. Everything in our lives involves vibrations or numbers. Animate objects or inanimate objects all vibrate, and they vibrate because they're here. Anything that exists has to vibrate, or it has to be here. It's here if it exists. And even scientists, I'm not much on science, but I do know what I've heard over the years, that fast action can create heat, and objects vibrate in such a high speed that it can also create something solid, and different objects vibrate at different frequency. But these vibrations are more than just, what I've discovered, honestly, are more than just quantitative in value. We sort of, Western society, you know, we sort of we do use numbers, actually, for measuring, classifying, everything. But even speaking right now is sort of based on numbers, binary codes, my signal matching your signal. I mean, it's absolutely amazing when you think you could turn on a television set. There's nothing really there other than a cord, but you see images. And here we are talking without any real connection, yet all of this is based on numbers. But that's the qualitative value of that's a quantitative value of numbers, cold and harsh. But a numerologist and a Pythagoras and almost any numerologist knows that numbers are actually deeper than that. Numbers and their vibrations, it's really vibrations, are living. For instance, Stephen. You're called Stephen. You're not called Joe. You're not called Herman. And you are Stephen. You vibrate to that name. And I place it in this level on the layman's terms on our everyday, because we use numerology and don't even realize it. For instance, my default name when I do readings, I use the word Bob, the name Bob. We say phonetically, hey, B-O-B, Bob, Bob. We put it together and we put the letters and the sound together and we come up with that sound. That's a vibration. That's different than Mary. That's different than Joanne. I bring numerology down to that level. It's about feeling. As a numerologist, I know that the letters of the alphabet each represent a certain feeling or vibration. We call them numbers. For, you know, that's what we do as man. We call these vibration numbers and we categorize them. So Bob, phonetically, is Bob. But in terms of the vibrations, we take those numbers. I know, for instance, that Bob actually is 262, because I know the letter B represents the vibration of 2, and the letter O represents the vibration of the letter O represents the vibration of the number 6. So just like we do phonetically, as a numerologist, I mesh all those numbers together to come up with one vibe. And the energy of Bob, or the name of Bob, is its own vibration. And as a numerologist, I sort of look at it as baking a cake. You get this beautiful cake in front of you, yet if you delve into that cake, other than falling into it, you delve into the cake, you can see that actually that cake is actually components of flour, sugar, cinnamon, and whatever other flavorings, a whole bunch of things, eggs, oil, and a name, particularly a name, I look into a name the exact same way. For instance, Bob, I can divide it up. I look into your name, and I delve into it, and I know that the components of your name are made up of vibrations. And then those vibrations I sort of feel and read, but everything that we deal with in our lives, for instance, naming a child. I mean, I find it fascinating. people name their, I don't like that name. I don't like this name. I don't feel comfortable with that. Why? Because it doesn't sound right. If it doesn't sound right, it doesn't feel right. If it doesn't feel right, then why doesn't it feel right to you or to the person choosing? There's something behind that, and it's the vibrations. It's the feeling. I lack of a better word, I use vibrations. So vibrations are eternal, and they're spiritual. Numbers are spiritual. Even if you believe, if you embrace the philosophy of ethereal beings or past lives, or angels. They also are, if you believe that they are, which means that even they vibrate, they're there. So there's something behind their existence. There's a makeup. The universe is made up of many things, but it vibrates. It has an energy. So I can look and feel energies, I guess, or vibrations. Technically, it's easy. I can break up a name, because a name truly is your cosmic identity. You're known by your name, and you really are. And on all that you express, your soul expresses itself, my belief, through your name. And names are so important. I was talking to a friend the other day, and we were talking in this way, and I said, well, listen, what if you wanted to be an exotic dancer? You're a woman, you want to be an exotic dancer, and you have to choose a new name. You have to choose a new name, and you want people to think that you're exotic and you feel good and blah, blah. Because I was trying to bring it down to our everyday level of what vibrations are. And I gave her two choices. I already have the stock name for the exotic dance, but I'll make up another name. Matter of fact, why don't one of you make up a name?
Gertrude. I'm sorry.
That's a wonderful choice, because I'm going to put that name next to this other name.
Okay. Talk about spontaneous.
We have Zsa and we have Gertrude. Now, just from your perspective, which one do you think would be the exotic, flamboyant dancer? And I'm going to say Zsa on stage, Gertrude on stage.
Well, if you say Gertrude with a French accent, it might sound really...
It might work, and there's your perspective. That's true. You're right. And that's but that, then you're saying it a certain way. But most people, generally speaking, would choose Zsa, and you can use it. And Zsa has a feeling. And my point is that there's a feeling about the name. And one of my point is people choose the names of the children, and they don't realize that it's by it's feeling. It is feeling, but numbers are feeling. And that's how I pretty much see numerology. I always use an example of Mr. Bliff. Would you have voted for Bill Blith for president?
No.
Maybe not, but you will vote for Bill Clinton. The name change, the vibration of his name. He changed his name when he took on his new father's name. And a perfect example, I don't really like to use celebrities, but this is such a great example. Eldrick Woods. Do you know who Eldrick Woods is? You probably know who he is. Anybody?
No, I don't know. No.
Okay. No. Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods. Now, he changed his name, but think about it. He was actually a tiger on the field and a tiger off the field. He was a tiger on the field. He was one of the probably still one of the best golfers on the planet. But yet he had to live up. You also have to live up to a name change. And from my perspective, that name was too powerful for him, at least in his personal life. Because a tiger, if you think of the ferociousness of a tiger, if you believe that what happened with all the women in his life and all that, just a way of expressing how numbers have feelings. Numbers are feelings, and they are spiritual in nature, and that's how I approach numerology. It's not so much, a cold feeling. It's about feeling. We all use numerology in our lives, and we don't realize it, or the influence of numbers in our lives from the moment we wake up in the morning until the moment we go to bed. And entertainers always change their name. They change their names for a reason. Even those who are religious and believe in Christ and all that, even Jesus changed the name of Simon to Peter. There's a reason. God changed Abraham's name to Abraham. There's a reason. It's a vibration. It's a feeling. These are greater names. Or they have more to them. They express more. There are many reasons, but name changes are part of the vibration, the feeling that I'm talking about. It's what we are. Everything is involved numbers. And if you look at it in that kind of way, you realize that numbers, and actually the vibrations, not so much numbers, the feelings, which I speak of, are an integral part of our lives, and they're spiritual in nature because they also are eternal. And that's how I sort of even conceive past lives, which is a sort of a new development for me in these last 3 or 4 years. But I sort of look at time. I think I mentioned to you, Maureen, if I was to place a ruler on the table and divide it up, quarter of it to, let's say, past, quarter to present, and a quarter of it to future, and I was to stand up and look down upon it, I'd be seeing past, present, future all at one time. Numbers don't die. Vibrations don't die. The soul is eternal. So this is how I figure out how I see what I see. I can feel the soul number of someone and sort of see the past imagery. Like I mentioned to Maureen a couple days ago, I sort of see it like I see an old movie or an old film, and I'll see scenes of a life. And again, for me, with past lives, you know, it's I could tell you the King of England, and it's all great, or I could tell you Julius Caesar. I mean, that's all fine, but what does it mean to you now? That's what I find the importance of past lives. And I actually spoke to a client the other day, and I mentioned that I was going to tell her story. It's real short. And she said it was okay. I did a reading for her, and I saw her drowning in a past life. I saw that she actually drowned, and I included this in the reading. And she actually called me after not even finishing the reading. I wasn't aware that she didn't finish it. And she said that her entire life she had, to that day, a deep fear of water. And
that makes sense.
Yeah, and that past life, what I saw, made sense to her, and she was able to at least address the fear. But I did see her pass, or drown, actually. But my point with that is that a vibration in the soul is eternal. So numbers vibrate eternally. So the past, the present, the future is all one. And everything that we deal with vibrates. Just being here is a sort of vibration. I can't, for lack of a better word, that's how I describe number vibrations. So when we speak of numerology, it is vibrations to me. And then the psychic part, I sort of meld them together, sort of speak.
Yeah, and you know, Dale, that's what I like about the vibration, because everything is vibration, music, tones, or music notes, everything.
And it also, really is.
And yeah, and also, you know, when you're talking, I don't know if anybody will understand this, but we were talking yesterday, I think, about the soul. Now, is that also the heart's, you know, the name? What's the difference between the birth path or the birth numbers and the name numbers? Is that the soul number, the name numbers?
Well, I think what you mean, the name number would be probably the totality of one's name. I always start my readings, and that's my entry when doing a reading, is the soul number. And the soul number, soul vibration. That's
how do you get that? How do you come up with that one?
It's derived from the vowels of your name.
The valves, okay, I see.
Whereas, my example is the soul number represents the egg yolk, and the consonants represents the shell on an egg. So the soul number is your true desires, who you really are, and I always enter there first, and there is where I sort of get an entry into who you are, and usually past lives come there. If I see the soul number of somebody, I really get a sense of who they are right away, because the soul is, if you believe in a soul, that is who you are. And I just believe this body is a sheath. We express ourselves through our names, but the soul is eternal. The you have a bunch of numbers. You have the birth path number. They're different numerologists will call them different things. Over the years, I've read so many books since I was a kid. I still have actually the book that I got when my brother gave me this book. But the birth path number represents, the vibrations represents the gifts that you were given in this lifetime to be successful. And of course, successes are relative, but it's basically your gifts. I call this the fundamental of numerology. The soul number represents the you that only you know. The outer personality number represents the how the world views you. I love the outer personality number, actually. It tends to be a little technical, but it's basically your first impression on the world. Not only does it explain or represent, I should say, the vibration, how the world sees you, but most importantly, what they expect of you and how they react to you. It also explains many ways, not always, but explains what gets attracted or what you're attracted to or who comes your way, what kind of people come your way. And I always use it when I do charts. I always stress it for people who are in business and entertainment. When you know how the world views you or looks at you or how people look at you, of course, it's a small part. It's not 100% because there are many attributes of our characters, but it does show, explains how people react. And when you're aware of that, you can use that to your advantage. For example, let's say you're a mess. Let's just say right now you're a mess, totally unorganized, but you're out of personality number amidst something that's very, very confident and orderly. Well, you know, some people...
I'm not saying a word.
What's that?
I'm not saying a word.
Yeah, we were talking about that before you came on, Dale, about how we were, some of us girls were talking about, no offense, Steve, but some of us gals, about how unorganized and how we were talking about that right before we started the show. Well, Dale, how do you get to that number, about what number you're talking about right now?
Oh, that's by the consonants of your name.
Oh, okay, this is a soul. This is a soul then.
Well, the soul is the vowels, the outer personality.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go on. Yeah, I got it.
But it's interesting because you have, you know, I always ask people, I need to know what their full name at birth is because that's the name that's stamped. That's the name that their soul expresses them. I believe that's the name the soul chose to come into existence. I don't necessarily believe that the parents have chosen the name. But in any case, I have three names. Dale Spencer Weeks. So collectively, I have an outer personality number. But if I really want to get to the nitty gritty and get into the idiosyncrasies and the nuances, then I'll take the outer personality vibration of Dale. Then I'll take the outer personality vibration of Spencer. Then I'll take the outer personality vibration of Weeks and look at all of that and sort of combine it. It works. That's what I know about numerology. It's accurate. And it's spiritual, and also have one of my favorite parts, which I always use, the yearly vibration, which I find is fabulous. The yearly vibration actually is from your birthday to your birthday. The country's year, and most of the planets, I think, operate from January 1st to January 1st. But our personal cycles from birthday to birthday, and if I was to say, I always use this stock example, and I'll just cut it real short. If I was just to say for all of us right now, let's say all of us are collectively sitting around and we're getting ready to close the show and we're going to walk out the door, and I said, oh, I got a message from God. And you say, what? I said, I got a message from God. God just told me that in 15 minutes is going to be a major rainstorm, and it's going to storm, and we're going to have hail, and the winds are going to kick up to 50 miles an hour, and I just want to let you know that's what's happening. I'm going to hug all of you and say, I'm out of here. It's up to you to decide what you want to do. Now, we're aware of the climate of the next 15 minutes. Now, you make your decision. You either disregard what I said. You say, oh, shoot, he was right before. So if that's what's going to happen, I think I have another meeting. Let me get on the phone and change my meeting. Or let me do teleconferencing. Or let me catch a taxi. Or let me do this. Or let me do that. My point is, when you're aware of what's coming your way, you're ahead of the game. You can make decisions. You can at least, at the very least, not be thrown off to what's coming your way. And the yearly vibration works that way. And then I break the year up into 3-4-month cycles. I like to call it the pots and pan, nitty-gritty, everyday energies. But it's a great, a must energy to know. If you know, for instance, that I did a little work on you guys.
I know that Rez really was saying, well, and they can interact with you. I'm all for that. So,
well, maybe I'm getting ahead of the game. Maybe I did do a little work on each of you, and for instance, the yearly vibration for Patty.
Yeah,
very interesting. Very powerful time. This is really, you have a master, you're in a master year. And this just occurred from your birthday, August 10th. Master, there are a set of numbers which are very spiritual in nature, very powerful. They're called double numbers or double power numbers. And most of the names like Muhammad, Christ, spirituality, and Buddha all vibrate to, when you break it down numerically as a numerologist, vibrate to either 11 or 22 or 33 or 44. In your master year, right now you're in a 22-year vibration. It's almost like a mist that you're walking through. And it you'll either live up to the lower energy of the 22, which is a 4, or the higher energy of the twin. Basically, with master numbers, you go back and forth because it requires a lot. But this is a very important time. Since your birthday, this is a year of planning. This is a year of setting down solid foundation. This is a year to make short-range and long-range plans. This is a year in which you're sensing that you need to put order within your life. You're just sensing this. But because it's a master number, this is a powerful year for you. Something great. You're aspiring or feeling that you want to do something big. They're going to attack the mass. Touch base with the masses. Maybe do something international or something even worldwide or certainly throughout the country. You want to reach people. You want to do something in a great way. You're not going to be absolutely expressing this full year and satisfying that need in you if you just keep it down to the four energy. But at the very least, this is a time for short-range and long-range goals, and it's a time to take care of your temple, your body. You could have some leg problems this year, which I sense, in your right leg and your ankle if you don't take care of this. If you don't at least focus in on keeping order within your house. And this means actually your business, your mortgage or your rent, your credit cards, your everything in your personal life in terms of money and finance, you need to get in order. Your home needs to be, your desk needs to definitely be spotless. But that's easy for you because your soul number is a four, and order is easy for you to some degree. You do like order. You're very practical and very logical person. But this year is a great year. You have something great coming to you, and there is travel for you from August to December. You have important. There's a guide energy surrounding. You have some travel over water, and you have something dealing with a new project that's coming up. If you don't know about this project now, you will. There's some people that you're going to deal with. It might even be here with the folks around the table. But there's something major and big, and your soul is aspiring. Now, this is just a little tidbit, but I would tell you to end this part that you must, to get the best of the year, and it's just for yourself, to sit down and make some short-range, long-range goals. And I'm not talking about sort of just, well, I want to do this, I want to do that. If I was you, to get the best, I would sit down on my computer or a pad of paper and say, I want to be here next week, or better yet, next month. I want to have this done, I want to have that done, I want to get this done, I want to make sure this is in order. All of these things, because you have something huge coming your way, and it is there. I can sense it. And that's the yearly vibration. Short, quick little thing right now.
That's cool.
Thank you so much. Wow. Serendipitous in a lot of ways, considering what's going on. Thank you.
Yeah, what's going on?
Just decision-making right now. And it's funny you mentioned all.
And the best thing is to... You can do, you know, it's great. I it works. It works. But all you need to do for your decision making is just get things in order. Now, one thing I always stress, I could say this any day, any time of the year. I could have said this to you 3 years ago. It's always makes sense to make decisions based on reason and logic. That's just a good thing. So that's a common sense thing. But this year, it's emphasized. You're feeling it. And your environment around you is feeling it. And this is the environment that you're walking through. So you will get the best and have a fabulous, productive year if you just sit and get things in order. And that's not to say that you're in disarray, but the decisions that you have, some huge decisions, a master year. You have big decisions to make this year. We don't have to get into it. I see a couple of things that I can mention to you another time. It's great, though. And you're going to meet a very important person from Europe, from afar. Maybe he's here, but he moves from Europe. And I can even tell you that he's, what do they call that thing around their head? Horseshoe? Horseshoe hair or something. He's sort of bald. And that's in the future, but that's this year. But it's business, and it's a great, you have a great mission, and I know it's about dealing with people. And it's a fabulous time to make money for you, if you make these decisions. Now, I just get that from the yearly vibration, but this is where, for me, the numerology sort of transcends into, I guess a clairvoyant or a clairvoyant.
You go beyond your reading, your numerology, just knowing. It's like when I do my tarot, you know, I go off of the,
board. How do you see your images in tarot?
I think I was mentioning to you, it's like I get little motion pictures, or I smell, or I have things like that. You know, right now, we're going to take a short, well, that was interesting.
Was that a porn?
Dale, we're going to take a short commercial break from our sponsor, PsychicAccess.com, and we'll be right back, everyone.
A new era in psychic services has begun. PsychicAccess.com. You can connect with our psychic advisors by telephone or chat 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. All of our psychic advisors are interviewed, fully verified, and accuracy tested, assuring you quality service. We're living in some very troubled times right now. More and more, the world's problems are affecting us on a personal level. You don't have to deal with this alone. Our highly accurate psychics, caring advisors, and talented mediums can help with situations you are currently experiencing and can let you know what the future may hold for you. All new customers get a free 6-minute reading. All you have to do is register. Why not visit us now and get a free reading at PsychicAccess.com.
And we're back with Dale Spencer Weeks, our special lovely guest. And Dale, you know, I found, you know, how I found you was pretty amazing. But, you know, Res Miranda, you're there, aren't you?
Yeah,
yes.
I'm here. Uh-huh.
And I know she was in awe of what you sent, of what she listened to. And I know that she might have, do you have anything that you want to say?
Oh, sure. So many things were going through my mind when I was listening to you talk, Dale, about the importance of numbers and what they're associated with. It makes perfect sense to me, thinking of music and thinking of binaural beats and everything as a frequency and every sound, and why we're affected by music and why we're affected by the sounds of each other's voices and things of that nature. So yeah. I'm just, you know, my head is swimming. Anyway, I wanted to say that you have the coolest website splash page ever. So aside from that...
Well, you know, that's very nice of you. And let me do a plug here. This is my first webpage, and I have a wonderful, wonderful web designer. Against his advice, I went with the website after that page that I currently have. And I've got messages from a lot of people that it's very difficult to read. So we're redoing the website because it shows up as a lot of white. It's kind of dark. My guy wanted me to go another route, and he had this really beautiful idea, and I decided to go this route. Just to mention, that face that you see there is sort of what I call my psychic self. And
I love it. I just wanted to compliment you on that.
Thank you so much
for the reading that you did for me. It really spoke to me on some very deep levels. Well, I was telling Maureen earlier, the pre-show we were chatting, and I said, you know, it takes quite a lot to give me chills, but there was a point in listening to the reading that you did for me where I did actually get chills, and I wouldn't have expected it. It was there was a point where you were talking about one of my past lives, a part of it having occurred in Paris. And I started to get chills, and what you were saying about that and about that past life, I'm thinking, when I was very small, when I just had first started school, I was sent to private school, and I stayed in private schools throughout most of my school life till the end of high school. And not religious schools, but private schools. And I always, one of the things that was required in those schools was to learn French.
Oh,
and, wow. Right. From primary school on. And it was always incredibly easy for me. It was as if it was a second language. In fact, my best friend was from France, my little playmate, you know. And we spoke in French all the time, never in English. And I always wondered why that was so interesting to me. And still today, you know, is interesting to me. And so that's why what you said in the reading made sense. And I was like, my gosh. You know.
What was it he said?
He said he was, I won't remember it verbatim here, but he was talking about a past life, I believe it was in the 16th century,
yeah.
Where I, right?
Yeah,
where I lived
it,
in Paris.
On,
do you remember
on.
More than I? Go ahead.
Well, I just, right now, at this moment, I remember the sense of it. I feel it. I feel you there. I feel... I don't actually, tell you the truth, I don't remember the exact thing because I was sort of in a zone, but I do know this, and I would get it back if you were sitting in front of me, if I had all your paperwork here, But mm-hmm. I know that you're, when I looked at your name, I automatically, you transported me to this past life. And something said to me that she has to know this because, as you said, it would answer deep questions. But I know mm-hmm. that you were in this time. At this time, it was around 16th. I don't know, it could have been the 17th century. Mm-hmm. I actually see some of the clothing you're wearing. And what I try to do if I see these things is to, you know, try to really get the meaning. What does it mean? Because it's almost just a flash of what I see. And yeah. In that essence, I saw that you are extremely spiritual. I said there are several lives. Did I say that you were a reader?
Yes.
Okay, because I'm seeing it now, and I want to make sure that you were spiritually, you were a reader. You had a talent for a gift for not just reading, but absorbing information. It's kind of hard. I'm sort of on the spot with it right now, but I see the sense, and I feel your spirit at this time. And you were giving and helping people. You lived actually to about 68, 69 years of age. And you had, I see your face, I see your hands, but my point that I'm right now is that you were very, very, very spiritually inclined, and that this life, because I can't remember everything at this moment, but this life I knew, Res Miranda, had something to do with you right now, and I think that's why I saw it. I tend mm-hmm. to see things that I try to relate to what's going on right now, as opposed to just saying, well, I see you on a Nile, in the Nile, and you were a queen, and all right, that's fine, but what does it mean now? So I knew that the talents that you have now, I know without a doubt, stretch from this past life, and I also know that you are deeply, deeply talented and a deeply spiritual individual. Now, we all say we're spiritual, and we are all spiritual, but I know that your talents, I don't know if you ever have thought about it, but I also know now that you did runes or some type of divination through either rocks or stones in this particular life, in this mm-hmm. lifetime. And what do you do now?
Now I do tarot mainly, but I also use runes and pendulum.
There you go, because I see the runes in this life. And yet, you know what's interesting? Now it's coming to me. Now I'm seeing the life I sort of put on. So the talents that you have now for runes and things are stem from this life, but you have a real deep ability. You haven't even touched your whole depth, and you should create your own. You have within you a special set that you had in this lifetime, and it's telling me that life is telling me, or that image, I don't know, it's telling me to tell you to create your own. Runes.
Got it.
Specific symbols of your own. Not only will they be powerful, but they will be widely used.
Wow. Got it. Will do. Well, that's why it was so important to me. Your reading was so important to me because it did answer many. It did make sense of who I am. I've always known how to do things that I should know how to do. I experiences, tastes, sensations. I've had so many, ever since I can remember, things that I just knew and just was, that I knew experienced, but there was never any explanation for that. And you provided that in the reading for me in a nutshell, which is why I'm very grateful for that.
My heart opens up to you and right now. And I find... again, you know, I stress it, and I know I sound like it. My friends always tell me I have a habit of repeating myself, and I like to talk. I know that. It's my format with the readings. But I stress this, and I really, really stress this with my readings. Past lives, and my readings aren't all about past lives. They don't always come up, but a good 80%. But past lives are, for me, are great, but what is the connection now? Now, there are other reasons for past lives, delving into, you know, maybe emotional problems. But in my readings, for the most part, the connection is, what does it mean now, and how does it help explain, as you just said, the French? And if it doesn't explain at all, it gives you a tie, a connection somehow. It sort of clicks, and you decide mm-hmm. if it makes sense or not. And usually what I found, and certainly these last couple of months, is when they come up, they always make sense to some degree to the recipients. They go, oh, yeah, I understand that. That makes sense. And then they'll like you with the French, and then you sort of put it together. And subconsciously, you just resolve some questions. Not subconsciously, consciously. You resolve some questions with you saying yes to what I saw. And it's always about you. It's not. It's what I see. I bring it out, and then you decide if it makes sense to you or not. And that's what I find.
And I think that's. I was getting good chills, Rosemaranda.
Isn't that cool?
That's probably why you have such a lovely voice too. The French part.
Merci. There she does actually.
Oh, she's she, really does, she does. Yeah, she does voice things. So, and she's just well, you can hear her with the vibration of that voice. But Dale, I wanted to ask you: do you have to be a numerologist in order to understand and benefit from numbers?
Well, you know, you just did a plug for me. Created a plug for me. I've been thinking for the last couple of weeks. First of all, the answer is no. In fact, that's my point. It's I have. The studying that I have is life and my many lives, and of course all the reading I've done over the years. But numerology is an everyday. I was talking to a friend the other day, and he was telling me, why do you keep saying there are only nine cycles, and then one it begins again. One begins a cycle. I said, well, why don't you count to nine? I'm going to let you know how the tenets of numerology are involved in our lives. Count to nine. He counted to nine. I said, count to 10. What is one and zero? One again. Count to 18. Eight and one is what? Nine. Count to 19. 1 and 9 is 10 again. The cycle begins again. So this is even in our number system. So numerology is, for me, it's not something mystical. It's not something that takes a whole lot of study. We already involved in it. We live in numbers and we live in vibrations. So it's not something that anybody can do what, not numerology. And my point is that I'm offering some numerology classes, or actually learn how to do numerology online. I'm forming a little curriculum, which I'm going to put out there in about a week or so. So numerology is for all of us, and it's all about vibrations. That's it.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about, we were speaking about, because I only have, I think, 5 minutes left with you, and I want to get as much as I can in.
Okay.
All right. And we were talking about the yearly, the year, and because I brought up to you, and we were talking about how the United States of America is a number, and we are in the number four. Was it four?
Yeah, we're talking had to about do the with five and the four. Five right. Being USA, and that's what's going to happen in 2012. The vibration of the planet's going to go into a five energy. But right
what
now,
does
the
that mean? And what does that mean so much?
Well,
so
five is let's do it real fast.
Yeah.
One represents the man. Two represents the woman. Three represents the child that comes from the man and woman. It's the first number that's created from two other numbers. Four is the man. Actually, I like to say the man and the woman. Most books are always the man makes all the decisions, but the man and woman decide we need to make a home. So we build a home, a solid foundation. That's the four. After they build the home, then the man and woman says, well, I want to peek my head outside and I want to start exploring. So they start exploring sex. They start exploring travel. They start exploring maybe drugs. These are all aspects of the number. They start smoking. They start drinking. They start having fun. They start having physical fun. They start moving fast. They race cars. They're enjoying life. So the five number that's coming up for the planet next year really is a huge change for what we have right now. And I actually sense that it's going to still be in the same realm as this four. For some reason, this four energy this year has been more towards the negative. The entire planet, the four represents the economy, the government, Washington, D.C., It represents conservatism. It represents political parties. It really does when you break down the numbers. And you can see what's going on right now. It represents the earth in terms of weather. The weather is going crazy. At least it seems that way across the planet. When the 5 year comes, I feel actually that there's going to be a break worldwide in terms of financially. There are going to be some major changes. I think events are going to happen very quickly. And I actually sense that there will be more mayhem, actually. I don't necessarily see it being as constructive vibe because this year hasn't been as constructive. We're in a period right now in which for the next few years, I sense there's always good in the planet, but I sense we're in a change. I was speaking to a friend of mine that does astronomy and astrology, and we're talking about being in the age of Aquarius, and I think we're just coming into the age of Aquarius, and the numbers in itself, I see a lot of mayhem happening next year. I see I see assassinations going on next year. I see a lot of people making a lot of money, travel agencies making money. I see bombs going off in other parts of the world. This is just the negative. It's not all negative, but I see a lot of mayhem. I see the negative aspects of 5 energy hitting the markets, hitting a lot of major change and upheaval. You think you have upheaval now, I sense that there's going to be a lot more. Now, it's not all negative. There's the positive things, but I sense, and I guess that's, what is it, the Mayan calendar, 2012?
Yeah, right? So there's a big change coming, though. Yeah.
There is change. We're already in it.
It was in the 60s we were in it. I mean, it's
we're in it, but you know, we're in it also because you guys are here. We're in it, and there's also you guys who created this wonderful station. It's also spiritual change. It's not just all the negative stuff I just mentioned. It's people like you and I who are here now, sort of born, and we're here at the right time, and we're a light to the universe or to the planet. We're also learning, but we're creating. There's another form of religion, I guess, or awareness. And you and me and all of us, this is part of the new wave. So the change is not just physical in the recent, but it will be. I actually I archive my vibe of the days. I have my site called freevibeoftheday.com, which is a daily site, 5 minutes to 6 minute vibe of the day. Sometimes it's fun. Lately, these last couple weeks, it's been pretty serious. 8 to 10 minutes on the weekend, but it's every day there's a new message. And there have been some days where I hit it right on in terms of volcano, earthquake, and there are days I've been off. But there's some days that the vibes have been right on. And I just sense that 2012, I think it's going to be a mixed bag of things. But I would look out for a lot of mayhem. And I would probably not put my money in banking. And I would probably – it's a great time to travel. But if you have money, it's a great time.
But, we're down to just a couple minutes, Dale, and I'm glad you brought up that you're going to be soon getting your teaching people, you know, how they can, your classes or what do you call
them?
Online webinars
audio.
Or but I wanted to, because I want to get to the last thing, the free vibe of the day, and how can and I'm going to have that. It's also on our site because I know it's a different HTTP. It's a different website, isn't it? Yeah,
it's a different website. It is.
Yes,
it is.
And we do, and I do have that on there. But the free vibe of the day is just what it is. Free vibe
it's
of the day.
A daily vibe. Today, matter of fact, is a one day for universally, meaning new beginnings. So I talk about this day. Hello, and you're at freevibeoftheday.com. Today is a one day, and this is what's happening. Make sure that you do this. It's a great day to begin new things. Be aware of it, blah, blah, blah. And it's usually about a 5 to 6 minute message. It's important to know your yearly vibration, and it's important to know your soul number. It's not a must. But it's great to know it. The day you're born is all important. So it's a daily message. Sometimes it deals with politics. Sometimes it deals with the stock market. But it always deals with us. How do we know? I use example. Right now, you want to go play baseball. I'm just going to tell you, well, Maureen, of all things, right now it's raining outside. So I want to let you know the climate of the weather. You can go play baseball, but just know that it's
my choice.
So now, your choice, and prepare yourself. So that's the vibe. That's what the climate. With rain, you're going to get soggy mud, and you're going to get so forth and so on. So basically, that is the freevibeoftheday.com. And I also have an audio newsletter, which I finally put out today. Should have been out 2 weeks ago, on the vibe of the month. And that all you have to do is go to numerologybydale.com. And hit the contact me button and just fill out your name and your email. And then in the message box, you just say newsletter. And I'll send you every month, it's about a 30-minute conversation about the vibe of the month. Today, it was in the middle, I actually spoke about the year and the vibe of the day. The vibe of the month. So it's a little mixture. And the vibe of the day is just that, a message about the day. And I have a lot of friends that bookmark it. You can put it on your phone. And you can even contact me there.
That's lovely. You know, Dale, I really, really, I mean, I can't, how many reallys can I say, but I really thank you for joining us tonight. I really appreciate and respect your work. And also everybody, his readings, he really goes beyond. I mean, even the host here, they know that what they were sent. He goes beyond. He does follow-ups. You really need to go check it out if you're interested in a reading by Dale, because it's something else. That's all.
Actually,
I mean, I'm here to say, and I think some of my co-hosts will be.
It's a two-hour audio reading and then a 1 to 2 hour, usually 2 hours, sometimes 3 hours, follow-up by phone, or if you happen to be here in New York, where I'm at, it would be in person. So it's really a four-hour reading, and as you know, and you can download the reading to your computer or an MP3 player. I send it via a link. I keep it up as long as you need it up, and I can even download and make a disc and send it your way. But it's basically a four-hour reading, and it's basically the life reading is the main reading. But I also do children and name changes. We didn't get into that. And pets,
right.
We mentioned pets earlier, all that kind of stuff. And that's,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, so Dale, thank you for joining us tonight, and I appreciate again your work. And I want you to have a great evening. And I will talk to you soon. And to find out more about Dale Spencer Weeks and his services, as well as free vibe of the day, go to http://numerologybydale.com and http://freevibeoftheday.com. Thank you, Dale, so much, and I'll talk to you soon.
So thank all of you so much, and peace and love to everybody.
You too, Dale.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dale.
Thank you, Stephen. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, he was great. And I'm echoing, huh? Shoot. I can't hear myself echoing, but that's, yeah, he was good. I hope everybody enjoyed that.
I would highly recommend everybody see him for at least find out what your soul number is. You know, talk about finding, being able to find out what you're here for, you know?
Yeah, and he really does go beyond, like, some people don't. I really, I mean, just because of what he sent you guys and what I got, you know, the other day, and his prices are very reasonable.
They are.
Very, very reasonable if you go check it out. So, again, Dale's contact information is on our guest page at psychicaccesstalkradio.com as well. So I'd like to take a moment to make I will take a moment to make a few announcements. Be sure to visit our psychicbloggers.com site to learn about everything from reincarnation to how-tos of psychic development, numerology, tarot, angels, everything. If you're interested in reading from the best professional psychics on the net, go to psychicaccess.com where you'll find the best verified and accuracy-tested psychics, each with their own unique gifts. Each psychic has a detailed profile for you to find out more about them and to choose from a list of some of the most authentic gifted psychics around. It is an honor working with Doug, and I am very, very much wanting to say I mean that. I've known him for a long time and Psychic Access, and because of the high expectations required of each psychic. So all the co-hosts here on Psychic Access talkradio.com work at Psychic Access. Yes, we do. And if you would like a personal reading from any one of us, be sure to visit us at psychicaccess.com. We'd love to hear from you. By the way, site owners and webmasters can earn 50 cents a minute on every reading on traffic that is referred to psychicaccess.com. So for more details, visit psychicaccess.com/webmasters. If you like our show, please invite your friends, family, pets, I always want to add to it, to join us in our chat room and listen to the psychic viewpoint. There's something for everybody, so please spread the word. We would very much appreciate it. Okay, pen and pencils, ready? Here it comes. The call-in number for readings at the end of the show is 724-444-4851. I'm sure you all got that, but I'm sure someone's putting it in the chat room as well. So, girls and guy.
We're here.
Girls and great guy. Patty, I wanted to ask you, have you ever used numerology to guide you?
you know what? I have to honestly say no. And I fully admit this. I've never been connected to numerology. It's just not my genre. I've got a girlfriend who does numerology, and remember her doing my numbers once, and I knew about the master number when Dale was talking about it.
That's interesting too. You're a master.
Yeah. I was like, who the am I?
You're special.
It's like that scares me. Dude.
No, that's really cool, Patty, that you have master. Not everybody has a master numbers going on for them.
Yeah, that is. I find the whole thing absolutely fascinating. And he really did shake me up a little bit tonight when he was talking to me about decision making and getting myself organized, because really very serendipitous for the moment. I'm trying to get myself organized. And I know my psychic self is telling me for a while something's coming. So he just confirmed that, and I'm just really curious about the horseshoe-shaped hair. What?
Yeah, I didn't understand that. Oh, maybe Steve might—he missed that. He was talking about something European with the horse-shaped hair. Steve, do you know what that means?
I'm not sure. No, I'm not sure who that is. But I've been in Tennessee for 3 years. So,
yeah, but you're from the UK. He said someone European that has a horse-shaped hair. Is there some style of hair that you guys?
I'm wondering if he's talking about that Nero thing that goes on, maybe partially bald. I don't know.
I don't know. I'll ask him about that later, because I'll be in touch with him. I was curious about that too.
Tell him I need a better explanation.
Yeah, because that was kind of interesting to me. I'll ask if Dale's listening still. I'll ask him about that. So, Steve, thank you, Patty. Steve, when did you, or when and why did you first become interested in numerology?
Well, I was always interested in numbers. At school, I really loved maths. It was my favorite subject. And I noticed when I started giving readings that my guides used numbers normally to start with. So, for example, if a name comes up in a reading, so if my guides give me a name, say they give the name Barbara, for example, and I share that name with the client, if my guides then show me in my mind's eye a number 2, then it means the name repeats. In other words, there's a Barbara in spirit that chooses to connect, and also the name Barbara is relevant here in this physical world. So they always use numbers as well quite quickly to reflect time frames. So if a client asks a specific question or when an outcome will occur, then my guides will show me a number. But I started to realize as a teenager that spirit were using numbers synchronistically in my life, and that certain numbers were being used to communicate with me in my everyday life. So I started to explore numerology and was blown away by how insightful it is. And then as I went on with my development, I learned more about other metaphysical subjects such as astrology, tarot, and I learned that they're all interconnected. And they are basically simply different ways that the universe communicates with us if we're listening. Or in other words, ways that the spirit world or God can communicate with us. So I became really interested in numerology and found it really useful just for myself and then increasingly for clients. And I was actually told by a wonderful palm reader in London who's actually now in spirit. He told me that when I lived in the States, the numbers 1 and 0 would be very important for me. And I remember when I closed on my home in the States, I didn't know the address of the property until I signed the paperwork. And I noticed that the house number was 1,000. And then when I purchased my first car in the States, the registration came back as 001. So he was right. And I just find numbers fascinating and numerology very insightful. It's a long-winded answer, but that's my story.
No, I think it's a very good, and I concur with that, with how, in fact, almost very much so to the exact way you've just put it, because I see tarot as a universal symbology of human experience, but I feel numbers are, in astrology, it's amazing how they all kind of just fuse in, and they're all just, it's amazing to me.
Yeah, I mean, every tarot card has tarot cards generally have numbers.
Yeah,
and they tie up directly with astrology and numerology.
Exactly.
It's mind blowing how intricate and how beautiful the system is.
Yeah, it's kind of amazing. It's kind of like, you know, how our bodies are. Women have certain ways in their bodies so they can give birth. It's like amazing to. What a magical thing. And I feel I am kind of comparing it to something pretty interesting, but it is how everything is just in proper order.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's a trip. And Rez, thanks.
Yes.
Steve, that was really great. You know, I'd like to talk about, you know, the numbers in relation, like you were talking about, to creating our destiny and written in stone. So could you kind of, you know, go off on that?
Yeah, sure. Just, you know, like he made a good point when he was talking about numbers associated with names and that creating the vibration of who and what we become, or what we are already, I guess I should say. But because, you know, and I'm thinking of a reference. I'm not a religious person, so I don't want to give the wrong idea, but the first example that would come to mind is in ancient scriptures, specifically the Bible. There are references to the number of a man being his name, you know, and that kind
right.
of description. That holds true in ancient scriptures in every culture, by the way. And not only that, but in every letter, and not just in English, let's not get hung up, you know, in English, but in Hebrew, in Arabic, in Aramaic, in Latin, every language that has ever existed, each alphabetic symbol, a letter, if you will, is associated with a number, and those numbers mean something. And in ancient Israel, the name of a child was chosen based on what those numbers are. And that had everything to do with their vocation later in life. So that's just an example. So, you know, if anybody's thinking this numerology stuff is just New Age hoo-ha, it's really not. You know, the more you find out about it and the more you think about it. So I think as far as our numbers, our destiny being written in stone and that we need to find our numbers, it's folly to go through this life in blind faith, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that when he made the point of having a guide, you know, of just having someone that can tell you, yes, it's raining, and you can make the choices, we need to not only seek out the teachers and the guides that we have along the way to find our direction, to find our destiny, so we can fulfill that. And one of the main reasons that never happens for a lot of people is just simply fear, you know, fear of the unknown, fear of the future, fear of getting it wrong, you know. But it's, you get second chances all along the way. And if you're open to it and you look and you pay attention, you're going to find those people. And I believe that numerology is a prime guide. I really do. This was fantastic, and I could go on forever, really.
Well, you're going to be able to in a while too, because I want to elaborate on that with you later. But
okay.
No, that's excellent, and you're right about it goes into other languages, not just English. And
yeah,
they did change the names, and I think Caesar, there were some of the rulers during certain times, they would name themselves, if they weren't named properly.
Yes.
In the beginning, name themselves by the numbers with the word, like Caesar. I think it was Caesar. I could be wrong. Don't quote me on this. So don't hold me I take no responsibility of being wrong.
No, you're correct. They changed their names to befit their station, whether it
exactly.
was a king or a queen, you know, or a Caesar or a pharaoh. You're
exactly,
correct.
Exactly. And I find, and that's been going on from the time of everything, of the dinosaurs.
Yeah.
The name of the dinosaurs, even, I think there's something to be said about that. But
probably.
Probably so. I've been watching a lot about that lately. But thanks, Rez. And I want to go back with you on that as well. But Patty, hi.
Yeah.
Have you ever had the same numbers, I like this one, appear to you over and over?
You know what? Yes. And here we go right back to Dale's reading again. This year, and just before we hit 2011, for about 3-4 months prior to that, I was being accosted by the number 11. And I thought, you know, I'd been working a lot with it. And you really have to separate yourself going, am I really seeing this? Is it coming up at me over and over and over again? Or is it because I'm so concentrating on 2011 and everything that was happening there and just seeing it, reading too much into it? But then that was shortly followed up by the number 69, which to this day is coming up at least 5 or 6 times a day with no exaggeration at all. And I would like to ask you guys who are the numerologists, what does that mean?
Well, you know about my number 11 stuff going on.
Yeah, the 11 stuff I've got, but the 69 is the one that's gone.
Yeah, and that equals 6. Yeah. That goes into 6, doesn't it? Yeah. The 6, which... well, I can get back to you on that, Patty, but you know what? I think 69 is a great number.
You know, I was just
to explain the laughter to people, just to show that we're human beings and we have humor and can be rude. I messaged on Skype, you know, lucky you.
And it's all that we both agree on both sexes that is one heck of a good number. But I'm sorry, Patty. That was opening for me. I mean, that was. But I, you know what? I think there's something about the 6, and I could get back to you on that because I have something around here that will tell me. But
well, we all are highly sensitive, you know, so that doesn't surprise me.
Doesn't. Patty, you're cute. And that was cute. And I know you're a real trooper. I wasn't making fun of you.
No, not at all. I would never take it that way.
I know you wouldn't, or else you wouldn't have put it out there. that's interesting, though. That's the 11 and then the 69. That's something, because then you get 11, 6, 7, 8, 9. Well, I'll go into that. I add numbers up all the time on my fingers. But now you know. Ben, I'm going to get back to you on that one. But Steve, do you believe that numerology is the same as way associated with other metaphysical sciences?
I do. The more I study metaphysics, the more I just find that everything's interconnected, that just as we are interconnected, and therefore we are able to read each other and connect with each other energetically, we're connected with the spirit world and able to draw insight and evidence from our guides in spirit and our loved ones in spirit. So just as we are part of that matrix, that system, the metaphysical tools we've discussed are interconnected. I mean, it makes sense that numerology, astrology, tarot are connected, as I said before. And these are ancient tools, the ancient sciences. Astrology was the basis for astronomy or modern astronomy. A tarot is, I can't remember, it's 20,000 or 30,000 years old, but interconnected with the Kabbalah. It's incredible. We've lost sight in our day-to-day lives of the tools that are at our disposal for tuning into the spirit world and the universe to seek guidance, to do what's right, make decisions, the good decisions in our lives and in other people's lives. I'm always blown away when I look at numerology and astrology combined. I mean, you can get so much information about yourself, about who you are, your characteristics, the lessons and karma you brought into this lifetime, your talents, your opportunities, the energies that surround you each day and moving forward. It's just incredibly intricate, incredibly powerful. You know, if you look at a person's numerology, astrology, and then also use other tools like tarot and channel directly from spirit, you can get more information on a person than that person probably knows about themselves by the end of their lifetime here on Earth. We're encoded with a huge amount of information, and everything is encoded. It's absolutely magical.
Yeah. And we were talking about that a moment, like, I concur again with you. Isn't life about all the universal other sciences and everything? When I say sciences, I'm talking about our sciences. But there is a science to it all. But, you know, Rez, I wanted, and Steve, thank you for that, because I was going to ask you about, does the spirit world use numbers to give us signs in life? And they absolutely do. Mm-hmm. That's a no-brainer at this point, because, I mean, you just spoke about that as well.
It's amazing the connections that exist, that if you just stop long enough to think about it, you know, everything, absolutely everything is connected in everyone, and it's really kind of creepy.
Well, it's also about my whole thing of Jungian and Carl Jung and about the collective unconsciousness. I think we're all connected, and I've gone on that for years. Collectively, we should all, and because we are born with a psychic inheritance, that means numbers, vibrations. But I do know that my father had wanted to name me, get a load of this, Sheila.
Really?
Yes. And he's Irish, and my mom would know with more enough. If I was Sheila, I may have been able to...
A stripper.
Not a stripper, but married to a very nice man that drove a Porsche. And you know the joke about when I say, what's the difference between a Porsche and a porcupine? But I won't go into that. But Steve, no offense to you, okay? I just thought about that.
I'm intrigued. I'm not sure I understand the...
Oh, I'm saying, because, you know, we're talking about the names that we're given at, and some people change their names, you know, or whatever, because it'll give them my father, I was saying, wanted to call me Sheila. And if I was a Sheila, I think I would have been on a different energy, vibrational number.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. Our names are not at all by chance. And in fact, you remember we had Carmen Hara on the show earlier in the
year, she was
explaining that when she changed her name, she got a book deal the next day.
Exactly.
Because changing our names changes our numerology, it changes our energetic.
And our changes the way our what we want to do or what we're supposed to do. And in fact, well, you know, and it was a no-brainer. Everybody used to change their names in Hollywood in the 40s, the 50s. Now they don't do so as much, but like you said, Tiger Wood, you know, he's a tiger. But it did kind of spill over into his personal life that as well.
Absolutely, and then if you look at who he was numerologically before he changed his name,
exactly,
and the numerological implications of his name changed, then there would be a huge amount of information encoded that reflects who he was before and what he became, or how his life played out.
Exactly.
It's absolutely fascinating.
And you know, it's interesting because some people, I didn't ask Dale about this, but, you know, he does on his thing, he has a thing on his site about choosing the name of a baby or a baby to be coming. Mm-hmm. how important it is. Now, I myself did not like my name when I found out what it was when I got a little older. You know, I understood it. But it is what it is. And it's probably maybe one big reason why I am who I am. Or the way I am. Because Sheila, I just don't think would have been very... I always laugh at that one. Hello, my name's Sheila. I mean,
I so understand that one. My grandmother wouldn't speak to my mother for a month after I was born because she wanted her to name me Evie. Now, I don't think I would.
What is an Evie?
An Evie is a very, very sexy Hungarian name.
Well, you're
not so much in our language, but. I don't think I'd understand. I don't think I'd be who I am if I was named Evie.
I don't see, yeah, and you're still a very sexy woman, but I mean. and you know, also, I think, Rez, I wanted to ask you a little bit more about what we were talking about with, I thought it was interesting because it is true. I mean, I have a little bit of insight. You have a lot more knowledge than I do about how way back when they were always naming, or you know, if you wanted people to fight in the war, you wanted to make sure, or the knights or whoever had a good strong name.
Yeah,
because they would prevail and they would have victory. So, yeah.
And it wasn't just about their first name; it was about the houses that they came from as well, you know. It immediately gave, when for instance, in speaking about knights, a particular, even during the 15th, 16th century, whether they were British knights or Vikings or German, whatever they may be, they had, they carried banners with them. And on those banners were representations of their family and their family name, and a lot of times what they were known for. And it not only did it empower them personally, but it intimidated, they were meant to intimidate the quote-unquote enemy, you know. So, and those all came from, originated in numbers, their names, you know, their houses, their strengths, their, a lot of times on a coat of arms are symbols and pictures and colors that are also all associated with numbers that represent characteristics like loyalty or spirituality or a king, you know, is always represented by a lion, that sort of thing. And as Steve was saying, if you look at the tarot, at the connections there,
yeah,
and, you know, and you see, for instance, a lion, the temperance card, you have a lion representing strength, you have the feminine energy taming that, you have the sign of infinity over that, and you have the number that represents... balance. I forget what numbers are. The temperance card.
14.
Yeah.
Five. Yeah. That's true.
So all of that, you know, there's just, when you start looking for the connections, there they are everywhere. Absolutely everywhere.
Yeah. And those are the connections, not only signs, those are connections. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
And guys, you know, I wanted to just chip in and say, mm-hmm. just as those connections exist, I know that I'm preaching to the converted, but just as those connections exist, there are connections constantly in our lives and in our daily existence, mm-hmm. that reflect communication from spirits or from the universe. Mm-hmm. So I was standing with my business partner. I own a healing center, and I was standing with my business partner, and we were talking about a particular project, and we walked outside the coffee shop, and I said to my business partner Denise, well, if we're meant to do this, if it's good, there'll be a sign. And we turned, and the car parked right next to us had a sticker with a cardinal on it. And the cardinal is one of the signs my spirit guides use to tell me to proceed in business or with a project. Mm. And so we noticed it and we were blown away. But those connections between everybody, everything, ourselves here in the physical world and the spirit world, these connections are there if we're open to them and we we live our lives consciously.
Self-aware.
Yeah. Yeah, and we don't fall asleep in life. But we, we live conscious that the universe is talking to us all of the time.
Right, and it's not a big hard thing to do. You just simply have to make the choice and to decide, I'm going to pay attention. I'm going to be aware and awake today. Right?
Agreed.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Okay, you guys, we've come to that part. Wait, am I? No. Yeah, well, thank you, everybody. I think that was a very great conversation that we'd had, I do declare. And I would like to thank you all for, we all did. Yeah, I got some good stuff from that. We have come to that part of the show where we will be taking your calls and questions. You can either call in or ask your question in the chat room. However, we do have to take the call-ins first due to their wait time. So the call-in number for your free reading is 724-444-4851. Once again, the number is 724-444-4851. And please be aware that each call will be automatically placed on hold and will be answered in order received. So please relax and listen to the show while you wait. And really, we please be very specific and direct with your question. And this will allow for us to better connect with your situation. And we would like to keep it down to one question, please, so we can reach everybody. So, Patty, we have Washington State for Patty.
Oh, okay. Hello, Washington State. Are you there?
I am. Hi, Patty.
Hi. How are you tonight?
I'm just fine, thank you. How about yourself?
Oh, doing really good. What's your first name, honey?
Julie.
Julie. Hi, Julie. And what's your question tonight? What can I help you with?
I'm considering moving about 2,500 miles southeast of where I live now, and I want to know if you see whether it's going to be a good move or not.
Okay, well, I definitely do see you moving because I just saw you in an airplane. Are you flying?
No, I was going to take a U-Haul or something of that sort.
Okay. You are going to be flying sometime soon. Just saying. Just keep that in mind. I don't know if you're planning a trip or just an airplane. Okay, it looks like it's going to be a very fruitful move for you. There's going to be, you are surrounded by orange, honey. There's going to be a lot of shifts coming up for you this year. This is connected to a job, I take it?
Oh, it's not.
Oh. Is there a change in your job situation at all?
Nope.
Okay, I'm wondering what the shift is going on. Has this been a judgment call for you to make on this move? And because there seems to be something that you're really struggling with, decision-wise. Why do you think it's not going to be a good move?
I'm hoping it'll help my marriage.
Ah, I see. Okay. Okay. Well, sweetie, I can tell you a couple of things that are going on here. And I just threw up some cards because I wanted to kind of see the story. And there is a real struggle going on within you of whether you even wanted to take the steps to try and make this work. But it really does look like you guys have got everything on the table. The one thing that I really stress to you is communications at this point in time. You speak, but as soon as we started talking a little bit, I'm empathic, so I tend to pick up physical feelings. And my throat started to close a little bit. It's like you guys speak, but you don't hear each other and you don't put everything on the table because you're still doing the dance. Just kind of like when people start dating, they do a bit of a dance with each other. They put their best face on. They put their best foot forward. And you guys are way beyond that. You're way beyond that. But yet you're still holding back on something. That communication is going to be instrumental in a healing pattern here. And there has to be some healing done. Honey, I really do encourage you to find some emotional balance. And I can tell you very clearly that there is emotional healing coming up for you and your husband. You find that balance. And there's something with money involved here and a job. There is a shift. I've got to bring that up again. There's something with employment coming up. Maybe this is attached to your husband. I'm not sure. But there's money cards keep coming up for you, and there's a change in your money situation as well. Life is like a domino set. Once we set off one thing, it starts falling into another. If our personal lives are affected, it affects sometimes our interpersonal relationships with other people, our job, whatever the situation is. And in this case, you're going to find that other things in your life are going to start settling in. Some of this has been affecting you physically. There's a real heaviness in my chest, so you've been carrying a heavy heart for a while. Just know that things are going to improve, Julie. They really are. They really are. This is a good move for you. It really is. So keep that in mind, and good luck to you.
Shame on me. Muted.
Okay.
Hi, all Florida. Right. So go take it over, Rez, from Florida.
Hi, Florida. This is Rez Miranda. Who are you? Hello, Florida.
Hello.
There.
Hi. Hi. What's your first name and what can I help you with tonight?
Oh, my name is Sheila.
Well, what a coinkydink. Hi, Sheila.
I know, right?
That's great. What's your question for me tonight?
I'm sorry, I didn't know you were talking to me. This is my first time calling in. My concern is my job.
Okay. Let's take a look at your job. You're employed right now. Okay. Looking at the cards first for you here. They are telling me that you felt like you've been stuck in an unpleasant situation for a long time, and you're trying to rethink things, not just rethinking whether or not you should look for another job, but rethinking the direction you should go altogether, your career path, your life path, everything. I feel that it may, on some levels in your mind, it's revolving around what somebody else may do or feel for you. Is that true? Somebody else is involved too?
Well, there's a situation at my job that I may be questioned on, and I don't know why I'm being questioned.
Okay. All right. I'm not seeing that you're in any kind of danger of losing your job or any of that sort. I apologize. I'm having difficulty hearing you, and it's the audio's not very good. I'm not seeing that you're in any danger of losing your job or anything of that nature. I am seeing a lot of confusion around you. I'm seeing a lot of miscommunication. I'm seeing a lot of petty behavior like jealousy and big egos and stuff like that. But I tell you, if you decide to hold on and stay where you are, and not looking necessarily for anything new right now, that the wisdom will win out. The situation will be sorted. People in that are around you that are causing problems right now will be stopped. It really is a situation of authority stepping in, is the way that I'm seeing it. And so I think if you hold on if you can wait another month, give yourself another month, and watch things calm down. There'll be some people leaving. There'll be the good people will be staying, you know, like you. And I'm seeing an increase in the amount of money that you make. I don't feel like this is a good time for you to look for another job just because of the situation that's going on, nor is it a good time for you to look for something else for your particular vibe, I'll say. It's just wouldn't work now. It would work better for you in March or April, but do hold on where you are now. I do see an increase, and I do see in pay, and I do see an improvement in the situation. And as I said, the troublemakers will be found out and will be eliminated, and communication will be sorted. What's going on now is a kind of investigation. Yes, that's true, but it's not about you. Does that make sense?
Yes. I'm like, what did I do wrong, you know?
Yeah, no, it's not about you at all. They're just trying to get information so they can sort out the bigger picture, so to speak. So don't worry about that. Continue to be confident in the way that you work and how you work, and you're doing just fine, all right? Don't gossip with anybody. I know that you don't. You keep to yourself at work, I realize. But continue to do that and hold on, and you'll see that all this passes.
Yeah, I only speak to a few people, confident.
Yeah. Well, hold on. Most of what you hear is not the truth anyway, so you can't count on any of that. But hang in there and watch things improve, okay? And come and see us on Psychic Access and let us know how you're doing, will you?
Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. God bless.
Sheila is a good name.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. Sheila's a lovely name.
I take it back. I'm sorry.
It's okay to be a fourth.
No harm by that.
Bye.
Thanks, Sheila. You're a perfect Sheila. I would have.
Because she had to have the name. That's why you didn't get it.
That's right. That's right. There you have it. That was great reading, Rez. And Steve, you have a caller from Virginia.
Great. Who's calling from Virginia?
Hi, Steve. This is Dee. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you, Dee. You said your name is Dee.
Correct.
Good, Dee. How can I help?
I'm calling to find out. There's some reshuffling going on with my job. Calling to find out, do you see a layoff or a promotion or something particularly to my job going on right now?
Let me see. I don't see a layoff. I see more opportunities for you. My guides are saying that there is a lot of change. The change will unfold in October, so it's coming quite quickly. By the 16th of October, you'll be very clear what the implications are for you. But if you continue the way you always have, then it will work out well for you. You are extremely thoughtful and diplomatic, professional, flexible in your work. You're so accommodating of changes in the needs relating to your role, and I see it working out just fine for you. I don't see more money being sent your way along with the changes, but I do see you being rewarded next year. And for some reason, my guides keep on drawing me to your left leg. Have you got a weakness in your left knee?
Actually, I do. Wow. Yes.
Okay. Because I'm not telling you to worry about it, or in order for you to worry about it. My guides are just saying, will you please look after your left knee? And I just wanted to be clear that it's about health, because I said to you, I'm drawn to your left knee. I'm not flirting. I'm just, well, I am. I like to be flirtatious, but my guides are just flagging it with you. They're saying that, you know, it's partly because, you know, remember that everything's interconnected, and spirit communicate to us through our physical bodies. So they will give us messages that way. And often when we have a restriction in flexibility or some aches and pains in the knees, it's a lack of confidence or fear about stepping forward, stepping into our role. And my guides are saying that you're very, very capable, and you'll find that as this situation at work unfolds, the situation with your knee will improve. But they're saying you must make sure that you exercise. You need to be walking daily and making sure that you take care of that knee. And also there's a lack of vitamins with you. Not sure whether that's because your diet's not quite balanced correctly or whether you're not taking the right vitamin supplements. I'm not a doctor, so I'm not telling you what to take or what to do, but my guides are saying it's also to do with vitamins.
Okay.
I want to give you the name Lucy as well. You have either a great-grandmother or a great-aunt Lucy in spirit. She passed in the month of October, and she's giving you the number 57 for some reason. So look numerologically at the number 57 and check your family tree, because she's very clear with her name, Lucy.
So it's Lucy, and she's coming back with the number 57.
Yeah, and she passed in the month of October. She's a great grandmother or a great aunt. she's telling you as well to be more confident in your ability. You've got so much ability. You hold yourself back professionally. You need to step forward with strength. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that actually makes sense. But as far as the job situation, you don't see a layoff pending, at least for right now.
Not for you, no. No, I do for other people, but not for you. Also, my guides are saying, my guides are giving you the month of May, and I shouldn't take much more time because we have more callers, but you were very unsettled or upset in the month of May this year.
I have to think back. I don't know. I'm trying to reflect. I don't know. I have to ponder with that. Not too sure.
Yeah, reflect back on it and go back to around the 12th. There was upset for you around the 12th of May. But look at your astrology around that time as well, because you'll see the energy around that time, but also look forward at it. Get your 12-month chart done and navigate the energies. You know, astrology isn't predictive. It shows us the energies. That it's like a shipping forecast when we're out on a boat. It enables us to better navigate the seas. But do go back and look at the energy around the 12th of May, and you'll understand what my guides are referring to.
Okay, great. Great job, Steve. Thank you.
My pleasure. Good luck to you, Dee.
Thank you, Steve.
Great reading, Steve. And we have, for Maureen, which is me, we have Pennsylvania. Hi, Pennsylvania.
Hi.
Hi, Cheryl.
Hi, how are you?
I'm psychic. I knew who you were.
So
Cheryl,
well,
what's up?
My question is regarding a new guy that I have met, and
yes,
what you see, where you see it going, and I'm scared as heck.
No, I think it's lovely, and I have a big smile on my face, and when I thought that maybe you would be my person I'd be talking to, I wanted to tell you that your days of a little bit of being lonely, because you've been such a spiritual beacon light for others, and I'm going to say that even for synchronicity person that you have been with,
yeah,
you had been,
yeah,
those days are over.
Okay.
And I think that it's your coming out party, and it's wonderful because you have so much strength right now, and my feeling is very important. And I can say his name on here now, can't I?
Sure.
Yeah, isn't that nice? That's even nicer. And I do believe you said it's Frank, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. I really feel that if you're, the timing is so good right now for you to be in a very healthy, strong opportunity for a potentially good lasting relationship. It's really positive. And it's a timing. It's not luck. I call it timing. And okay. I do feel though that, that I want you to know, to be kind of careful, not that this is going on. I'm not trying to, you know, be a soap opera here, but be careful about what others will tell you maybe, as they may not have your best interest at heart. Now, it could also be coming from the synchronicity man later, but it is kind of surrounding you now. So force your own pace within this new relationship, and don't let conflicting doubts that come from others or fears deter you from the true path of your action with this. Because I think this is a very positive time. It looks like that you have gotten some... The news surrounding you right now looks very good. It could be that you're going out again. I know you just did go out. Did you? And did that go lovely?
It was, you know what, I had such anxiety. I mean, it wasn't bad, but I was just, you know, my mind was just racing of all these, you know,
Yes.
You know. So I mean, it went well, but
you have
it
fears.
Might be a while before we see each other again, just
no,
with work.
No, I think you're going to get some other good news. I mean, it's like I see the news being, when I say that, I see someone contacting you by means of email, phone, fax, whatever you want.
Okay, well, you know,
person.
We do communicate online a lot, and that was one of the things, is today it was kind of a slow day, which, of course, after all my anxiety last night, I'm like, oh, great, now I'm not hearing very much, and, you know. But
Cheryl, the thing is, like I just said.
Life goes on, right?
No, but Cheryl, like I said, you know, like I said, it's really, really important not to let your, and it could be coming from other people, or be coming from other people, meaning even yourself, but because you've been so used to the pattern that you've been involved in, and, you know, with synchronicity, and I think it's lovely, synchronicity, but it's just, obviously, it is what it is, right? But
yeah.
I really feel that you, I just don't want you to take what others or anybody else's issues and keeping you away from your true path and going about your business with this wonderful opportunity. I mean, it's just so wonderful. I can't keep saying enough about it, because, like, if just force your own pace, and if it means, you know, just be in the now with it, and don't let your doubts conflicting you or your fears deter you from your true path of action. The action is, go with it.
It's available. That makes sense, because I do have somebody telling me to don't initiate anything, let him do all the calling.
Don't listen. Don't listen to that.
You know what? No, I haven't heard from him all day. I'm going to call him, and you know. So we had some communication that I initiated, and I think it went well. And
yes,
you know.
It did. But see, you have someone else. Like I said, if someone else, they may not have your best interest at heart, and I'm not saying they're bad people, but it could be they're people that are used to you being in the same situation you had been for how many years now. You know,
right.
And I think that. Just, you know what? Be careful who you confide in about this new opportunity with this man. I like him. And because what happens is you'll start perceiving him as being someone who's flighty and who's not going to be, he's going to be a womanizer. This is how I'm actually looking at it. And the way I read is every negative can be a positive. And I think that this is the thing. Don't do it to yourself.
Yeah.
He's a good, and you're not hallucinating. Things aren't, you're not seeing things that aren't really there. I see this to be very positive. In fact, I'm not going to go way into this, but I see this to be, in the long run, which I don't usually go into, I see you as lifelong. This could very well be somebody that I could see the couple of the kids and you being very happy with. He doesn't have any kids, does he?
He does.
Does he have two?
He does, yep.
Okay, so that would equal four.
Five to five.
Five.
One of mine is double.
Is there five? You have three?
I have three.
Oh, gosh, where did I get two from? Well, five, two. The thing of it is, let's put it this way. I do see this to be a very potentially good lifelong, I don't want to get too ahead of it, but ceremonial commitment, marriage, whatever you want to call it. I do see this heading that way. If you choose to do so, don't listen to what anybody says. Do what you must. This guy, I think it's the timing is right now. It's good.
Okay.
So embrace this. It's lovely. And I'm really happy for you.
All right. Well, thank you. I just wish my nerves wouldn't be so... I think we're both kind of nervous because we're both in kind of similar situations. So I think, you know, it's kind of a little bit...
Okay. And plus he's really a knockout. No,
what'd you say? Wait, what'd you say?
Really, he's really nice to look at in the eyes. He's nice on the eyes. Very much so. And that, I'm not, I'm just kind of throwing it in for being funny. But I'm not being funny. It's true. But I think that... Cheryl, this is a lot better. You're moving forward in a lot better way than I've seen in a long time.
Well, thank you.
And I think you know
that.
You don't
see anything wrong with me initiating emails and things, and you know that's not nagging or anything.
you're gonna be seeing each other again, but try to have a better perspective. See him in a better light than what others been.
Yeah, I know. I mean, if I could just redo yesterday without all that, nervousness and all, I was just, for some reason last night was worse than
It didn't push
others.
Him away. There's nothing wrong with it. But I think that in your mind, you see him as being, he's interested in, and that's a good thing.
Okay.
It's wonderful. I can't wait to listen for your updates or hear for your updates. Okay.
Well, thank you so much, Maureen.
Thank you, Cheryl. Thanks. I appreciate you calling. I'm glad I got you and I'll talk to you soon. Okay. Bye, Cheryl.
Bye.
She's sweet. Okay, we have a caller from Dallas for Pat. Is it? I'm sorry, Patty. Is it?
Oh yes. Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. I messed up. Okay. I apologize because I'm out of my mind. So do we have another caller? We don't have any more callers. So this is for the chat. Okay. Am I correct about that, everybody? My lovely team here.
You are correct, Amanda.
Okay, so go ahead, Patty. You can go for it because you've been in the room.
No, hi, Beth. And yes, I was just reading you, and I was just this is your chat question about if your home will sell soon in Pittsburgh. And congratulations again. I can say this out loud on the job offer. You're very excited. Your energy is really, really high. And honey, it's a golden time for you. I'm liking this. I got very strongly there's going to be two offers, so you're going to have let them battle it out, in other words, and in about 3 months. Things aren't going to be held up for you. It seems like doors are kind of opening and you're moving forward, and I really like it. And congratulations on looking for the cowboy. In Dallas, looking for the cowboys instead of the apartment building. I think that's wonderful. there's a couple of other things that I wanted to cover with you. And one of them being this job in Dallas. What a tremendous opportunity for you. There's going to be some changes coming up there, too. It appears to me that they're going to be offering you a different position in a very short amount of time. I don't know if that means anything to you, Beth, but that was a joke. No, but the Dallas Cowboys, I know, but I love that. I really did. But I don't know if it means anything to you, but there's going to be an offer within your offer. So very quickly, there's going to be a door opening, and you're going to be walking through that door. Your energy, the way it is right now, like I said, everything you touch will be golden. A great time for you, Beth, a really great time for you. So congratulations again on the job, and don't worry about holding on to the home. It will take care of itself. The doors are definitely opening. Definitely. Do you have anything else that you want to know about, Beth? Did that help at all, I hope?
Did she? Okay. Well, I'm letting you take it over, Patty. She has okay. If she's okay, you just let me know.
Will be.
Okay.
Beth, are you still there? Well, that must be it then.
Okay. That was great, Patty. That's great, everybody. Everybody here is great.
Wow. Awesome bunch in the chat room, too.
Yeah, we did have a great bunch in the chat room. It was lovely. Well, we have come to that part of the show where we will be not taking your calls. So I'm reading the wrong thing. But and that brings us to the end of yet another wonderful show and a great, great co-host. I love you all. I adore you all. We work very well. And thank you, Doug, who works behind the scenes and even in the chat room. He does, and keeps us on track as our executive producer. And thank you to my co-host for joining me tonight. And next week's show, very interesting, will be anchored by Steve. What can we look forward to next week, Steve?
We've got a great show next week, Maureen. I know this evening was fantastic as well, but we have Simran Singh on the show next week, and she created 1111 magazine, 1111 interviews, and 1111 talk radio. So we're going to be talking about sacred geometry, also the significance of 1111. I know that many people are intrigued by 1111 and what it means. So we'll be talking with Simran, asking her view and learning what she has to share about 1111 and also about all of her fantastic work.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that because, as you know, 1111 is haunting me all over the place. It's going to be a great show. Thanks, Steve. So I'm going to say goodbye, and then everybody else can... Good night, everybody, and you can say goodbye now, girls.
Good night, guys.
Good night. I really had a good time tonight and appreciate joining you. It was a blast.
We love having you as our co-guest host all the time, Riz. You are always welcome.
Thank you. I love it, too. Rest in peace, everybody.
Good night.
As to you. Good night.
Hello, my name is Rez Miranda,
If you're having relationship, career, or life issues, I'm inviting you to experience what it's like to have access to professional, highly accurate psychics and spiritual advisors you can trust to care and help you. Register now to get your free 6-minute reading by telephone or chat. Get answers. Get access. Psychic access. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. PsychicAccess.com.